It's Roxy with 99.9 WWCT, and I am backstage at Bonnaroo 2019 with Soak, otherwise known as Bridie.
Yeah. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Thank you for taking time out. I know you're a busy girl.
It's cool.
And so first we have to get to your moniker, Soak.
Yeah.
And I read somewhere you combined soul and folk.
Yeah.
And but that doesn't necessarily describe you.
No, I don't. I had a panic decision when I was younger, and I wanted a name that was more exciting than my name.
Yeah. Oh, and I think your name is fantastic, by the way.
I think now I've grown up, I think it's a bit more unique. But when I was younger, I thought that was boring. So I asked my mom. She said Soul and Folk, and I think it's kind of a lame reason, but Soak sounds cool, so I kept it.
It is.
Yeah,
and it gets people talking.
Yeah, exactly.
They ask that question every time, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I wish I had a better story.
No, it's great. And you mentioned your mom. So your parents have always been very supportive
of your
music career.
Yeah, I've been really lucky. My parents kind of managed me for a little while, mainly just so I didn't get, like, eaten up by industry sharks. Yeah, they're very supportive. They have never questioned what I do, and they've only been behind it. So I'm very lucky in that way.
And you're 22?
Three.
You're 23 now.
Yeah.
Okay. So 23 years old is young, but you didn't just start yesterday.
No.
You're not like she just decided to play music.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I've been playing since I was quite young and kind of touring and stuff since I was 15. So I've been doing it a little while. No, yeah.
Wow. No wonder your parents... You know, I wanted to be there to make sure.
Yeah.
And but I read somewhere that your parents, especially your mom, was a little upset when you decided to stop going to music school.
Yeah, I went to music school as a way of keeping them happy, just because like they wanted me to have a qualification, so if this went awfully, I would have something else to resort to. And I did that for a while, but music school just isn't that exciting. And I was being taught things I didn't think were very helpful. And I got bored and I stopped going. Because I was getting, you know, I could do like shows on tour and it was more fun. So I preferred that. And then they kicked me out because I stopped going to school. So I deserved it. But my mom was fine after like a couple of days. But initially it wasn't very pleasant.
Was she disappointed? That's the word my mother always used got me to
it
the
hurts.
Core.
Yeah, like... My parents are very chill and lenient, and we never really have arguments. But that one time, I think, was probably the last time my parents were really disappointed in me. Didn't feel great.
So a song that you played, or that you wrote, that I'm really enjoying right now is Deja Vu.
Cool.
And I played it for our listeners Thursday, a couple days ago.
Fresh.
And the words, I'm a sucker for lyrics. I always want to know what the meaning is behind a lyric.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was pretty moving, the lyrics. And if you could explain, you know, briefly what those lyrics mean, because it kind of got me.
Yeah. It's, I think a lot of what I do is kind of writing very honest lyrics with very positive music, sounding music. And with Deja Vu, it's a song about jumping to conclusions and about worry, like being concerned about people close to you, and like when they don't text back immediately, being like, right, well, obviously something terrible's happened, and things like that. And I think just in my life there's been a lot of people I've kept an eye on, and the song is about that and about expecting things to come whilst also being surprised at results, and just worry. Mainly.
Yeah, it really touched me. I do the same thing, and I worry if somebody doesn't text back, they must be dead in a ditch.
Yeah, me too. That's exactly. I'm like, oh, they haven't been active for like a couple hours. They've drowned, you know. Like,
and you've been writing music as well as, you know, not just, you know, playing guitar and singing.
Yeah,
you've been writing. When did you start writing music?
When I was like 12 or 13.
Okay,
I think it was my first way of like expressing myself like accurately. I was a really shy kid, so when I started to play music, it was a breakthrough for me personally to talk about my feelings or whatever.
Yeah, it is a bit of a therapy.
Yeah, it's self-therapy, and it's there's something very like satisfying about being able to perform and express yourself in that way.
Yeah. And you grew up in Derry, mm-hmm. Ireland.
Yeah.
And now that's Northern Ireland, so you're on the miles per hour and the...
Yeah, I'm just on the border of everything.
And the pound, not the euro. And now with... are you interested at all in politics? I know right now, like, Theresa May is...
Being from where I'm from, it's kind of impossible not to be involved in politics, especially being from Northern Ireland. It's a mess. I mean, the world is trash right now. Agreed. Nobody's doing great. I can't think of one politician. I'm like, good job. That's like actually in charge. It's just a mess. Ireland is a mess. Brexit is a joke. Yeah. It's almost humorous at this point. Yeah,
it is. And I think, you know, artists like yourself, you know, expressing that and standing up for what they believe in is amazing. And thank you for, you know, spreading the good word.
It's cool.
And
you got to get stuff done. Like, you got to do what you got to do.
And I just want to, I'm probably older than your parents. But
probably not.
But your voice, the first time I heard your voice without knowing anything about you, just hearing your... It's very reminiscent of a Bjork and the Sugar Cubes.
Really? Cool.
It is to me. She was definitely innovator and is. And I don't know. Are you a fan of Bjork?
Oh, big time, yeah. I always feel dumb about Bjork because I saw her at a festival that I was playing when I was 15. Oh. I didn't know who Bjork was at that point in time because I was like 15.
Right.
And uneducated. And I remember... coming to the show, and she does this whole thing before the show that's like basically like turn off your phones, like be here now, blah blah blah, which is very popular now, but at that time I'd never heard of anybody telling people to shut up, and it was just really cool. And then she did the most incredible show with like the most dynamic like songs, and she's just a hero. Like, I love her now. Like,
yeah, she's
I
a
respect
genius.
Her so much. Yeah,
but that was, but my first thought was like, wow, you have that ethereal quality, feminine voice. There's innocence and strength all woven in, and cool. I really enjoy your music.
Thanks.
Keep doing
much.
What you're doing, and I hope you'll make a trip to Middle America, to Peoria.
Sometime.
Yeah, we'll have to get you, and I think definitely want to hear more from you.
Cool. I hope I make more.
Yes, I think you will. Thank you so much for taking your time out, Brady.
Yeah, it's cool. And, thanks for having me.
Everybody, make sure to check her out. Deja Vu is my favorite. What is yours? We'll talk to you soon. From Bonnaroo, it's Roxy with 99.9 WWCT.